Mrs. Ferrers, though not in her first youth, was a very attractive woman, and her clothes, though simple, always seemed to fit her very well. But all the same, lots of women buy their clothes in Paris and have not, on that account, necessarily poisoned their husbands. As I stood hesitating in the hall with all this passing through my mind, Caroline's voice came again with a sharper note in it. What on earth are you doing out there, James? Why don't you come and get your breakfast? Just coming, my dear, I said hastily. I've been hanging up my overcoat. You could have hung up half a dozen overcoats in this time. She was quite right. I could have. What are charities like Save the Children for? This is a question we must always be asking ourselves. Are we there to provide the services that children living in poverty need but do not have? Are we an alternative system to provide healthcare, education and other basic services? In Wiliso District in Ethiopia, Save the Children has been working for many years on water and sanitation, health and education projects. St Mary's is the largest hospital in London's Imperial College Healthcare NHS Trust, where every week hundreds of life-saving operations are performed. Today, a team of expert surgeons is preparing for one of the most challenging operations they will carry out this year. It's taken 2 months to coordinate the diaries of this highly skilled surgical team. Looking for love can be a tricky task, but some people find it harder than others. So what happens when these extraordinary singletons join the books of some of the country's leading dating agencies? We'll follow them as they take their first steps into the world of dating. We'll follow their highs and their lows on their quest for love. Patients with heart disease frequently present with low melatonin levels and show disruptions in their sleep-wake cycles. Although disordered sleep adds considerably to the overall disease burden of these patients, the mechanisms that underlie this phenomenon remain unclear. Ziegler et al. Report in both mice and humans that sleep disruption in cardiac disease is driven by the loss of neurons that normally project from the superior cervical ganglia into the pineal gland, which secretes melatonin.